ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Community leaders in New South Wales say they're concerned by how quickly an attack at an Assyrian Orthodox church has been described as terrorism, as community tensions continue to run high. The alleged stabbing of Bishop Maamari Emmanuel on Monday night saw ASIO, federal and state police altogether declare the incident a terror attack, with the 16-year-old now being held. But the secretary of the Lebanese Muslim Association, Jamal Kia, told us earlier more work is needed to understand the motivations behind the alleged crime.
He used the language of religion. We're not debating that at all. In a sense that it was targeted at another religion, that's not debatable. What's debatable is what mental state was this child in. Surely there was time for the police to do a more thorough investigation and a review before they labelled it a terrorist act.
That's Jamal Kia speaking to us earlier. Karen Webb is the Commissioner of the New South Wales Police Force and joins us this morning. Karen Webb, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia.
What progress has been made on the investigation since it was declared a terror incident?
At the moment, the young person remains in hospital, and I think he will be still in the health system for another 3 or 4 days, perhaps. It's still a crime scene out at the church. The Good Shepherd Church at Wakeley remains a crime scene. And investigators are doing all the interviews, canvases, and reviewing footage from the evening, and certainly reviewing what happened inside that church on Monday night.
We saw the Premier of New South Wales warn against a tit-for-tat response. Have you seen any reprisals overnight?
No, we haven't. In fact, there was a very silent vigil out at the church last night, and members that were there to pay respect just stood around and then left quietly, and nothing else reported across Sydney overnight, which we're grateful for, because this is a time that the community needs to come together, not to be at odds.
Are you out of the danger zone, or is there still a risk?
Of course, there's still a risk, because it's a very emotive issue, and emotions run high at these times. But certainly, this is not the time, and nor should it be the time that the community actually needs to come together and just really consider this. This is one person acting alone, and this is not about one community versus another.
All morning, I've been receiving text messages from people who are confused about why that riot that we saw outside the church happened at all. Do you have an answer to that?
Well, we believe that because the service had been live streamed and because the young person was arrested inside that church, that some people turned up to get access to him. We also believe, though, that it's not just people affiliated with that church. We believe that people not associated with the church have turned up as an excuse and become a riot that involved police. And as everyone knows, police were assaulted just doing their job.
So you say others turned up. Do we know who?
We are working through that. There are some people we've identified, and they can expect to be arrested in the next day or so.
How many people are you looking at to arrest? Because it looked like a sizable incident.
Well, we've got reports of up to 600 participants. Not all those people there were rioting against the police, but those people who were, they can expect to be identified and arrested and put before the courts.
So if there are 600 participants, how many people are likely to face arrest?
Oh, I couldn't number them, but certainly the footage shows that quite a few individuals have acted criminally on that night, and they can expect that we'll try to identify them. They will be identified, and they will be arrested and be put before the court.
But we're talking about scores of people.
We are. And we'll continue to work through that to identify those people. I was at Fairfield Police Station yesterday. In fact, we had crime scene officers fingerprinting and DNA testing the police vehicles to identify people from that. Whether that's one form of evidence, there's certainly a lot of CCTV footage. There's certainly a lot of police body-worn video, and police helicopter video that we'll compile and go through painstakingly to identify those who have broken the law and assaulted police.
And could we see some of these many arrests that you talk about start today?
It's possible they'll start today. When I was at the police station yesterday, they had some clear indications of who some of those individuals were, and they can expect a knock on their door.
The ABC is reporting the 16-year-old was on bail for a knife charge until January and then was given a good behaviour bond. Had police opposed that order?
Oh, that will all be subject to the investigation. And I'd had commented yesterday early at the first opportunity that he is known to us. But he is, as you say, a 16-year-old, and the investigation will delve into his history, his background, and that will all form part of what was on that individual's mind at the time that he acted on Monday night.
What was the evidence you saw that convinced you that this should be declared a terror incident so quickly?
There is a definition in the Act that I was required to consider, and I spent almost an hour talking with my executive about the use of the Terrorism Police Powers Act. The Section 3 of the Act requires me to consider three things, and that is the actions of the individual or individuals, and whether the Act and whether the Act was done with a political, religious or ideological cause, and whether it was done with the intention of intimidation. And I was satisfied, based on the information that was provided very early Tuesday morning, that it met that criteria, and I made that declaration without any hesitation.
And you're still absolutely confident of the assessment?
Yes, I am.
What do you make then of some of the community leaders? We spoke to one earlier saying that it was made in haste.
Oh, I can understand that they're concerned, because we've got just as many questions about what was on the mind of the young person. And that's why an investigation is now important, because the declaration of the incident being a terror event is one incident, but whether he's going to be charged with terrorism offences will be another. So they are two separate things, and they shouldn't be conflated.
New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has pointed out declaring this a terror incident unlocks certain powers for police. What are those powers?
Well, certainly we can work with the Commonwealth, and we are working with Commonwealth agencies around this, around detention, access, search powers, etc. And that's important, because I think there's been commentary in the last day or so about whether the young person has or was not radicalised online, and there's certainly lines of inquiry that we will need to explore, and those Commonwealth powers will assist us in that.
And what can you tell us about whether that young person was radicalised online now?
Well, that will form part of the investigation, and it will be premature to jump to that. It will be a painstaking, methodical investigation, and police need the time and the space to do that properly, and that's what the community expects of us, to do this thoroughly.
It's been reported that the family of the boy charged have had to leave their home out of fears for their safety. Have they been offered protection?
I'm not aware of that. I am aware that the family did seek to move elsewhere. They don't want to be the centre of attention here, and nor should they. So they need their privacy, and we respect that as well. So I think they've made a decision to move for the time being, so they're not the centre of attention about this.
As a police force, you have dealt with these horrendous weekend attacks at Bondi Junction, and now you're dealing with this incident. Mm-hmm. What does that mean for your resourcing? I mean, we are spending a lot of time talking about this incident today, but the other incident, of course, is an ongoing investigation still.
That's right. We're a big organisation with a lot of resources. So as you point out, we've got resources dedicated to the Bondi incident, and of course resources for two strike forces relating to the events on Monday night. One dedicated to the terrorism investigation and one dedicated to the riot. And certainly we will test our resources, but we have resources, and we will add resources if necessary. And there's certainly, in terms of the strike force around the riot, there are 36 officers from that region, additional operational support group, intelligence officers, investigators, to support the local command in that investigation.
Is there any possibility that after the weekend Bondi Junction attack, which we have, you've said is not terror, but clearly was terrifying for the people involved, as the Prime Minister described it, that this could be a copycat attack in terms of the knife element?
Well, we don't think so. We don't think it's copycat, but we can't rule that out, and we will consider all options. But what is concerning and has been concerning for us as an organisation, it's not new to New South Wales, it's not new to Australia, is the increasing use of knives in crimes, and young people and all people carrying knives in public. It's an offence to carry a knife in public, but it does astound me the number of times that police interact with individuals and seize knives.
It's really disturbing. Should there be reform then? Would that make your job easier?
Well, certainly we comply with the Act when we search people and they're carrying a knife, that we seize those knives. We recently ran an operation last weekend, in fact, Operation Foil, and seized 51 knives. Now that's 51 too many on the streets, but it's necessary that people understand that it is an offence.
Absolutely. Karen Webb, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That's the New South Wales Police Commissioner, Karen Webb, and you're listening to ABC RN Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.